WBCR 88.5 FM, Believers Classic Christian Rock, serving Highland County and the greater Shenandoah Valley listening area. Call us with your request, 1-800-222-7697. That's 1-800-222-ROXS. Catch us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter if you can. Out the window right now, clear skies and cool, about 44 degrees. Extended weather forecast is coming up. Wordplay of the day is from Psalm 11:3. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Duh, talk about it. Here's Petra, Jekyll and Hyde. You're listening to 88.5 FM Believers Classic Rock, WBCR. PFR, the late great PFR, 1997 album, 88.5 FM Believers Classic Rock, 8:15 is our time. I'm Franklin Kay, and coming up, so what about love at first sight? Is it for real? The answer might surprise you. Stay put for some good insights on this and more, coming up on Believers Classic Rock, 88.5. Up next, right now, it's time to get your freak on. Jesus Freak, this is DC Talk, and this is WBCR, Believers Classic Rock, 88.5 FM, WBCR. Hey, it's a great question. Why should the devil have all the good music? Jeff Moore in the Distance from their album Evolution. That was a 1993 album.
I feel good!
That's right. I definitely do. News bit brought to you by the new Jolt Gum. Chew it to lose it. Comes in five new toxic flavors guaranteed to boil your brain. It won't stain your teeth like other caffeinated gums out there. Well, that's a plus. And comes in the 8-pack or the Big Whoop, the 24-pack. So pick up some today. Blow your head right off. We're looking at new Jolt Gum. Around the region, Savannah area still recovering in the wake of last week's explosion at a sugar refinery that left several wounded. And around the nation, St. Louis is next to put its bid in to host the Olympics, and brush fires are still a concern for many here in the local Highland County, Virginia area. U.S. Forestry reports those just east of Monterey are the most vulnerable. Looking at your extended weather outlook, tonight and tomorrow, mostly clear. Low of 42, high tomorrow 52. Tomorrow night, cool and gusty, low of 38. On Friday, sunny and windy, high of 49. And on Saturday, partly sunny again, high of 58. Sunday, slight chance of rain, high 56. Currently, it is clear skies outside, beautiful outside our window here, 46 degrees, humidity only 34%, and the barometric pressure is holding steady. So that rain's hopefully going to hold off for a couple of more days. And not blowing too badly right now. So if you want to take a stroll out in the cool, you can feel free to do that. More news available at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning with Walt Gabriel, my good friend. And but now, a survey conducted in 2010, just last year, by Cosmo Magazine suggests that 80% of guys claimed breakups should always be done face-to-face. This seems to gel with the 27% of women who admitted to being dumped electronically by email or text. But what is it about us that makes us want to change things up anyway, even as Christians? Are Christians who break up demonstrating weak faith when they walk away from the one? Who is that one anyway? Does he or she even exist, even for followers of Christ? Well, joining me to discuss this is Melissa King. Melissa King is currently in her second year as the Dean of Women at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. But more importantly, Melissa became Melissa King when she said yes to me, Franklin King. Hello, my love.
Hello.
A moment ago, you said that that, you know, a lot of the Christian singles that you've had experiences with are very concerned with following what God's Spirit says to them. So as a Christian single, and I know you've heard of that principle of love at first sight, all right, how did you feel about that as a Christian single? And then now as a married woman, what are your feelings about that concept today for 20s and 30-somethings? Does God truly have the one picked out?
Well, to answer your question about love at first sight, of course, when I met you, honey, it was.
Oh, well, thank you.
And not in the way many people think of love at first sight, but I loved how dynamic you were and how excited and enthusiastic about life you were. And, of course, you're very handsome.
Well, I thank you.
So I think a lot of times in our society when they say love at first sight, it is actually lust at first sight. I think love at first sight is a possibility. You know, some people could be perplexed and drawn to a person, but ultimately that light or that love would be the character that they're drawn to in Christ when they are in Christ themselves.
We've been talking with Melissa King, Dean of Students at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, and my beautiful wife. Thank you, dear, for coming in today.
You're so welcome.
And hey, you are listening to WBCR 88.5 FM, Believers Classic Rock. We took a break there from the music. We're going to come right back to it, though. You know, some folks ask me what the BC in our name stands for, WBCR. Well, I tell them BC means before CDs, before compact flashcards, before chat rooms, before caffeine-free Mountain Dew. Yeah, I know. What's the point, right? Before Charlie Sheen and before cloud printing, there was Believers Classic Christian Rock. Hey, thanks for joining me tonight, and I hope you enjoy your evening. It's going to be a beautiful one later this week, and I'll leave you with a few thoughts from Mr. Michael W. Smith from his album Go West. It was an earlier release back in 1990. George comes back in just the next few moments after the news. That's at the top of the hour. Thanks for listening. I am Frank King. You are listening to 88.5 FM WBCR, Believers Classic Rock. Thanks for joining me tonight.